Yeah, Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says, Tana was nafshasechim. You're supposed to put yourself in pain on Yom Kippur. Yochol Yeshu b'chama, maybe it's a mitzvah to sit in the sun. Put yourself in pain. Oy b'tzino, kadesh yitzayir, I was going to the cold and freeze. Tamloim and not, the Pasuk says, v'chol malochol aysasu. You can't do work. So it's a hekish to the issue of Tanu, to care to put yourself in pain, to the law that you can't do malochol on Yom Kippur. So we go dashing like this. Ma malochol, sheviyatasem, just like malochol, the Torah means to say, sit back and don't do work. That's this law. Don't do work. Don't do malochol on Yom Kippur. Sit back. Is af inu nefesh sheviyatasa. Who would then, the Torah says, you have to put yourself in pain on Yom Kippur. It means like to fast. It means sit back and don't eat. But not that you have to do a positive maisam of putting yourself into pain. You don't have to put yourself into the sun and boil. Or put yourself into the cold and freeze. You don't have to do that. Torah means, inu means like a malocha, don't do malocha. Don't eat, don't drink. For the Gemara of Yemo, let's say like this. Hecha di yoseh b'shimsha. Maybe when a person, though, is sitting already in the sun on Yom Kippur, the chamle, and it's hot now, maybe loy neimalei, kum tu betula, maybe it's also to tell him, this person is not allowed to get up and sit in the shade. True, he doesn't have to go in the first place to sit in the sun, but maybe now that he's sitting in the sun, and it's bothering him, the sun, maybe there's a law not to go away, you have to, but you can still stay there. Or else, yosef betula, a person is sitting in the shade, the Kurlane is getting very cold there. Maybe Lenemale Kum Tu Bishimsha, maybe we're not allowed to tell him come and sit in the sun. No, you have to stay in that mokum. True, it's Sheviatasa, but if you're there already, maybe you have to stay there. So we say no. Dum yidimlocha. That's what the Torah says, Tanu is not Shashechim. Put yourself with the pain, it's daima to the lava of Kom Locha Lesasu. That ma malocha, just like by the malocha, loy chalak, there's no difference. But is af inu lo techlek boy. By malocha there's no difference. You're not allowed to do a malocha, whether you put yourself into it or you're not in there. Rashi says, ma malocha lo techlek boy. Bechol tzedeh in all cases are asura. Af inu, it has to be a lav of inu, nami she asura bechol tzedodav. That any case, you're not allowed to do this. Koma. Is yotzu chama v'tzina, shim yoshev areyev inu, v'yim lo yoshev eino mitzvah liyeshev. So really can't say the Torah is including here that if you're in the sun, you have to stay there. Because we just proved that if you're not in the sun, you don't have a mitzvah to go into the sun. So since the dinner sitting in the sun doesn't apply in all cases, it's not daima to malacha. By one of the lama test malachas, no matter what the case is, there's no heter to do a malacha. You're not allowed to write on Yom Kippur. So Nela, an inu has to be also that in all cases it's also. So therefore, inu means not to eat and not to drink. But in all cases, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Tan Yidduch, learn another braisa. The pasuk says, Tanu is not shoseichim. You have to fast, we learn the means. Yochel, maybe no, it means Yeshu v'chamo v'tzino v'tzar. You would have to put yourself in the sun and be in tzar, or else put yourself in the cold and be in tzar. Tam Lev, the pasuk says, no. V'chol malocha le'sasum. Ma malocha dova shechayov malo b'mokim achar. Af inui nefesh shechayov malo b'mokim achar. Just like by malocha, we know there are other places that yechayiv. L'moshlan Shabbos. The lama test malocha is applied to Shabbos. So an issa that applies someplace else applies here also. Who are then inui? It has to be something that's also someplace else applies here. So we know in issa achila, we have already suri achila midiraisam. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to eat. So Melo, we can say here also in Yom Kippur also means you're not allowed to eat. But we don't have anywhere in Issa not to go into the sun. So Melo, we can't say now there's a new Issa in Yom Kippur not to go into the sun. So Rashi says, Ma malocha dobe shechayov malo v'mokam achar, chorus, ki hocham, to go in b'Shabbos. If you do, you write on Shabbos, there's a chiyuv. Who adin on Yom Kippur if you write yechayiv. Af inu b'dover achila komar. We know there are other cases if you eat something that's usher, amo yechayev karas. So what are the cases? The Gemara says, af inu nefesh chayev malo b'mokam acher. V'yeza, what are the cases? Ze pigul v'noiser. If you eat pigul, or you eat noiser from Kodeshim, yechayev karas. So we know already there's an iser ha-Torah not to eat something, and if you eat it, yechayev karas. So we like it said in Yom Kippur also, the Torah means to say, don't eat, and if you eat, yechayev karas. For the Gemara, maybe avi tigav noiser. Maybe only tigav noiser you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Shame the chorus, because other places you eat them you chayav chorus. But maybe I don't even know you're not allowed to eat tevel on Yom Kippur. True, you're not allowed to eat tevel, but only with a lav, with a misa b'nei shemayim, but not with a chiyuv karis. Talmudim, the Iriba pasuk, no. Tanu v'yanisim, es nafshei seichem. Ribui, that even tevel also you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So Mar says, good. Oviyat tevel, I have another ribui for tevel. Shub misa, that I call ponim yechayiv misa b'nei shemayim. But I should not know even, you're not allowed to eat nevela on Yom Kippur. No, maybe in nevela on Yom Kippur you are allowed to eat al hilchos Yom Kippur. Why? She'ena b'mitza. Because the Torah never said an Indian or you'll die if you eat nevela. Torah never says chayiv mitza. So how do I know on Yom Kippur it's also to eat on nevela and you'll be chayiv karis for it? Talmaloyim, another ribui, ta'anu v'yanisim atat shaseichim. And I saw some of Rosh Hashanah say, because it says really six times in the Torah, the Indian of Anisim is not Shaseichim. So each one is like a Ribi. It's like we'll soon see him, we'll be Marber, all different type of halachas here. So Ribi. If I had the obvious and the veil, good, so I know now he eat the veil on Yom Kippur Yechayev Chorus. Shub alav, because I call upon him there's a lav, not eat it. Aber v'lo yovies achulin, sheinim balav, but maybe stam teed an apple, that if you eat an apple in the middle of the weekday, there's no lav, you're allowed to eat apples. So maybe who other than Yom Kippur also allowed to eat an apple? Maybe the Torah is only saying not to eat something that we find someplace else that's allowed not to eat it. But something that you're allowed to eat all over, maybe who other than Yom Kippur allowed to eat it? Talmudai Menachemol, Tano V'Yanisim Asach Yoseichim. Reba, there's a Reba. Vayit Ovi HaChulin, She'enem B'Kum Echol. Good, maybe even Chulin, Stam an apple, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. But you know why? Because there's no bedafka mitzvah to go to eat the apple. But for loyavi yes a truma. But maybe a koyin, if he eats truma on Yom Kippur, maybe he's mutter to eat truma. You know why? She become echol. Because there's a mitzvah to eat truma. So maybe the mitzvah of eating truma, the Torah doesn't talk about that on Yom Kippur. We only know in Achila that I call upon him, there's no mitzvah. But in Achila, you have a mitzvah too. Maybe the Torah wasn't talking about that. Talmud loyma nocha ribui. Tanu v'nisa masnach yaseichim. Ribui, another ribui. Vayta over yes a truma. I understand now Reba even for truma that you're not allowed to eat a koyin can't eat truma on Yom Kippur. Or I'll tell you maybe shenu about tosiru that if you don't need truma you're not over lav about tosiru. True, there's only mitzvah to eat it, but if you don't need it, there's no lav. So that's also on Yom Kippur. Or but v'loy over yes a kodeshim. But maybe the kabbonis that are brought on Yom Kippur that there's a mitzvah to eat it. So we know you're not allowed to eat it machmas Yom Kippur. But how do I know that? Maybe the Kodeshim, maybe there's a mitzvah to eat Kodeshim, and if Shehen b'bal tasiru, and if you don't need it, there's a lav. You're not allowed to leave it over till tomorrow. So maybe since the Torah was makbid not to leave over Kodeshim, now on Yom Kippur, maybe you're allowed to eat Kodeshim. How do I know the lav of Yom Kippur even applies to Kodeshim? Talmud Loimer, Tanu v'nitzim, another ribui. It's not Shaseichim. Ribui. You have ribui for all these things. And some of us learn, because there are six different times the Torah says this. So each one is another ribui. So Mela have six different limudim here that teach us all these six chedushim that all type of achilles are nichl and alav of not tid on Yom Kippur, and if you do eat them, you chayav koras. V'yim nashuch loyim, maybe you can ask yourself, Harei Yuvayim, the pasuk says, V'yihavara to'as anefa shahi. So, inui, we'll soon see what it means, but v'yim nashuch loyim means if you can ask your question, still it has something shver. Maybe no. Maybe inu does not mean achila. Maybe tanu v'snashasecha means something else. I still have it shver. How do I know tanu v'snashasecha means you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Harei Yevoimer v'havarati as a nefeshi. The pasuk says by Yom Kippur that if you do melochim on Yom Kippur, you chayav koris. And the pasuk says v'havarati as nefeshi will destroy this nefesh. And we know before we have a hekish of melocha to tanos nashasechim. So who are then inu has to be shuavedas hanefesh. When the Torah says inu, it means an inui of destroying a nefesh. What does that mean? That you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Because by not eating, not drinking, that's the way to ruin your nefesh. Mashenkin, the other inu, would it mean stam not to have tashmish, not to have arroyis. And by not having arroyis, you don't have ibud hanefesh. So therefore, tanu means ibud hanefesh, not to eat and not to drink. What is this case? What is something that included Ibur HaNefesh? Zuachila Ushtiyah. Therefore we know that Tanu Masnash HaShaykh means on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. So the Mordechai explains, What was your question? Like, what do you have to have this pasuk for? What would be shver to you? What would you want to say? No, maybe inu means something else. The chitayim maybe like this. Maybe the aroyus called mishtoi krua. Maybe the pasuk is saying you're not allowed to have tashmash on yom kippur. That's what tanu means. Tanu as nasashecha means you have to put yourself in pain by not having tashmash on yom kippur. Harayu oimer. That's the pasuk. No, v'yavarti es anefeshi. That inu sheyesh po yavedes nefesh. When the Torah says inu, it means an inu that you're losing your nefesh. V'yeze, what is that? Ze'achilu shtiyah. And why would I think it means tashmish? Because the apsukum at that, the inu means tashmish. The grashi means down. Kloyme inu the tashmish kom mishtoi kruo. The tashmish nami ikru inu. Kale kamon. And more later we'll down. The chayav molav koros b'mokim achah goyin aroyis. There's nissa koros sometimes on tashmish. So maybe that's what the Torah is asking on Yom Kippur. Kamashma no, v'yavarati, it's something that has to do with an ibud of losing your nefesh, which means not to eat and not to drink. Right. Tivei Rabbi Yishmael Tona. Ne'ma kan inu. It says here inu. V'ne'ma lhalan inu. Another place. Malalan inu ravan. A case of being starving, not eating. Is zavkan inu ravan. Here also means inu of not eating. And what's the other case? By the mon. Rashi says. It says, v'yan chob yarivechom. Like by the mon, they were complaining they didn't have what to eat. For the Gemara of an Aleph, no, let's find out from another pasuk. Or miyimtan espenoisai. That Lovin told Yaakov, like a bris there, don't be man of my daughters. Don't have tashmish, don't force them. So you see, inu here means the inu of tashmish. So Mer says, no. Donan inu de rabim, mi inu de rabim. V'yen donan inu de rabim, mi inu de yochid. Here, by Yom Kippur, is negated to the rabim. And ba'avarti, it's nefesh is also the inu of the rabim. Ma'ashen kein, mi'imtan was v'noisa, that was a yochid. Trashi, de mukilo lekamona tashmish. Inu the Rabbi of Kippur, the Chol Yisrael, v'chilas hamon, the Chol Yisrael. That's what they complained by the mon, they were starving, also was by Klal Yisrael. Ma'ashenk and Inu, by Lovin, the daughter, that was only by Yochid. Fred Gemar v'nelev, Inu the Mitzrayim, no, maybe it means hard work. V'chsiv, v'yares on Yenu, v'yarminu zeh prishas derech eretz, that the Mitzrayim didn't let them have tashmish. So maybe again, maybe Inu means not to have tashmish amita, not to have tashmish. So Moritz says, Eladonin inu b'day shemayim me inu b'day shemayim v'yein donin inu b'day shemayim inu b'day yodim. Now as by the mon it was min hashemayim by Yom Kippur the Torah says tanos nachaseichem and we came out from Mitzrayim that there was b'day yodim. The apart with the Mitzrayim did it. The Rashi inu b'day shemayim Yom Kippurim mitzvas melechi v'chein inu hamon it was min hashemayim that Hashem gave the mon. Mashenkin by the Mitzrayim that was b'day yodim, we don't learn it out. Therefore, we say inu here means not to eat, not to drink, like by the mon. Right. The pasuk says, "Hamachilucha mon b'midbar l'man anosechem." That Hashem gave them mon to eat, and He'll test them. Rabbam Ibrabasi, Chadoma einu doyme mishiyesh lepas b'saloi lemishen lepas b'saloi. Right. So He'll test them l'man anosechem. That in other words, I'll test them if they'll be satisfied or not. In other words, they're still complaining because even though they had what to eat. They only had wati today. They didn't have wati tomorrow. And the person is not satisfied like that. Like in the day of Mishiyesh, the pas the salav, you have pas. Means you have bread in your basket. And you know you can have wati tomorrow, then you're satisfied. Mashenkin, if you only have wati today, you don't have wati for tomorrow, you're not so satisfied. That was the pshat by the money. Even though Hashem gave them wati today, but since they didn't have a lot, they didn't stock up on it, they still have anasecha. The Chadom says something like this. And a doima misha roya v'yoichol l'mishein a roya v'yoichol. It's not doima if you see what you eat as if you don't see what you eat. Like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi. And a roya v'yoichol. Achilas hamon, when they ate the mon in the midbar, true. Toyim tam kol aminim. Anything you wanted to taste, it tasted like. Of the ain a roya l'mon. All they saw was the mon. So mice, if they wanted to taste like a steak, but they didn't see the steak. So it's not doima to eat if you don't see as if you do see it. So that's what they were complaining about, that they didn't see what they were eating. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Mikan remez lesumin shayich l'vayne sveyim. Here it's a remez, a person that's blind, even though he eats good food, he never gets satisfied. Because part of eating is, if you see the food, that satisfies you. And Amar Rabbi Hilkach, man the islay sudoso, le'lech le'elab yamama. If you have a good suda to eat, a lot of good food, only eat it by the daytime. In other words, if you see the food, it'll taste better. So eat by light, and make sure you have good light. It's not like to have today dim lights.
It's better to have the more light you have, the better you'll enjoy Yisudin.
Right. Om Reb Zeira, Micro, what does the Pasuk say? Toiv Marei Naya Meholach Nefesh. It's better something you see than really going what your nefesh does. Om Resh Lakish, Toiv Marei Naya Bisham. It's talking about the Yetzirah. Whereas the Yetzirah is more satisfied if a person does the Avera, but just looking at an Avera, just looking at an Isha, having her know, but looking at her, Yoyse Megufa Shemaisa, more than doing the Avera of having Tashmish with an Isha. With an Isha that's also to you. So unfortunately, speak out, because if you stam have hero, you stam look at an Isha and think, look at her, you don't think you're doing an Avera. So therefore you won't come to do tshuva. So the Yetzirah is happy about that, he'll make you keep on doing the Avera over and over again. Mashenkin, the Gufa Meister, you have Znus with an Isham, afterwards, Avad, you know you did an Aveirim, and you feel bad, so you come to do Tshuva. So, therefore, it's a bigger Chet, or the Eitzar is more satisfied the fact you do the Aveirim just looking at them than the Gufa Meister itself. Shinam, the Pasuk says, Toiv Marinayim Halach Nefesh. Weiter, next Pasuk says, another part in the Pasuk, Mishlei says, Ki Yitzayim Bakois Einoi, the person that puts his eyes into his Kois, into his cup, he is Halach B'Meshorim, he'll go straight. What does that mean? Ravami Ravasi. Chadama one says, Kol Anoisein Einoi V'Koisoim. It's someone that drinks a lot. He puts his eyes in a kois, he drinks to get shikha. Shrashi Oyev Shikras, he likes to get shikha drunk. Is Aroyas Kulan Daimus Alof Kamesha. He'll go and do all type of erba, have znus with an isha, and he'll think he's doing the right thing. V'Chadama Kol Anoisein Einoi V'Koisoim. Someone that puts his eyes into his koisim as he wants to become rich, is Kol Oilam Kulai Daimus Alof Kamesha. He thinks as if everything else belongs to him. So Rashi, Momen Acherim Doim Loi Heter. Once he has the tiber to get money, he automatically thinks that all the money belongs to him, and money that belongs to somebody else, it belongs to me also. He has a right to take it. He'll come to steal. Right, the Apostle of Mishlei says, Da'ago B'leiv Ish Yashchenim. The person that has a lot of worries is Yashchen will bring him low. It'll make him humble. Is Rabami Rabasi. Chadoma Yashchenu Midaitoi. Yashchenu Midaitoi means he should forget about it, like take it away from his mind, forget about the worries. V'chadoma Yashchenu Liacherim. Talk it over with other people. And Rashi says Shem Yasu Eitza. Maybe they'll give you good Eitza. So if you have worries, talk over your worries with somebody else. Maybe it'll help you out. Right? The Pesuk Shoyo says V'nochosh Ofas Lachmai. He says snake after his klolo. What does he eat? What's his bread? The dust. The dust is the nochesh's food. That was his klola. Ravami Ravasi. Chadomer. Afilo oichel kov madni oilam. Even if a snake goes to eat any good food in the world, toyim bem tam offer. All he tastes is just the taste of dirt. The chadomer. Afilo oichel kov madni oilam. Even if he has the best chult in the world, ein daitum yosheva solov. Ad sheyoichel offer. He doesn't feel good until he eats dust. That was his klola. The Nachash's klola was, all he needs is only dust. So interesting. So the famous kasha that Balaam Musa will ask is, what was the klola then? What did Hashem gave the offer klola? Pufaket, he's the best guy in the world. He has none to worry about. No matter what he eats, any food doesn't mean anything to him. All he needs is just dirt. And dirt, no matter where you go, you find dirt. So the Nachash doesn't have to worry about food now. He has food wherever he goes, he has food. And what was the klola? Faket, he's better off now. If he has to have good food, he has to work for it till you get it. But a klola, you can eat dust, that's the best thing. You don't have to worry about the panosim. So Balaam Musa always say, the vot is that it's a tremendous bracha to realize we have to come on to Hashem. We realize food, we have to get food, we have to work to get the food. We have to come on that Hashem should give us the food. That's an inyan, we're close to Hashem. Mashenka, the worst thing is if Hashem throws you away from him. It's, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself, don't come on to me. That's the biggest klola. That's what Hashem told the Nachash. Go away from me, I'm not going to feed you anymore. Go take the dirt that's there and just eat the dirt. That was the clue that Hashem threw away the Nachash from him. He doesn't have to come on to Hashem. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Bo v'rosh, like k'minas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas bas v'adam. Hashem doesn't have the midas like we have. Midas bas v'adam, a normal person does, is maknet des chaveroi, if somebody chapters you, somebody does something bad to you, is you want to take revenge on him, and you're a demolachayev. Your mom is do everything you could to ruin that guy now. Trashi b'chol dava shuyachol aknito lasidai hu yerid. Anything you could take revenge and get angry at that guy and do something with him, you can want to do. Avla kodesh baruch hu ein a king. Kilo les hanochish. He gave the clothes to the Nachash. The Nachash did something bad to Hashem. He told Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Is still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't so bad to him. Oilu legag mizneisavimai. Like we just said, all Hashem said was, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You take care of yourself, as if to say, all the food is there, don't come on to me. But in a way, it's pretty good. Oilu legag, the snake goes on top of the gag, mizneisavimai. He has dust there, has dirt there. Yorud lamat, he goes down to the ground, mizneisavimai. Mamish is not so gefelich, it's not so gefelich. So you see, Hashem is not yorud imai lechayiv. Kilo less Canaan, because Baruch gave the clothes to Canaan. Still, what was the clothes? He'll be an eved, he'll be a slave. A slave is not so gefelich. You have food. Whatever your master eats, he has to give you teat. You drink the same drinks your master drinks. Kilo less Isha. He gave the clothes to the Isha. For Nesvegin, Hakol Rotsan Achreya. There's a taiva. Men have taiva for an Isha. Everybody runs after the Isha. Kilo less Adama, because Baruch was Makalo the Adama. Still, Hakoni Zonani Nemenu. Because even though Hashem gave a klala, it's not the pshat Hashem does everything he could to destroy it. He gave a klala good, but Hakol Borim still gives produce. You still have food to eat from the Adama. Right, the Pesach says in Bamidbar, Klai Yisrael said, so Acharnu Wes Adaga. Alf Vaitu, it's also Hemshach from the Mon. We start off talking about the Mon. From the Mon, we learn out that in Yom Kippur, the pshat from the Pesach of Tanu Wes Nashasechem means a din of not eat. So that's why now say that we dash in Yonu about the Mon. Zachanu et adoga. Asher noichel the Mitzrayim, we ate in Mitzrayim. Chinam, free. We ate fish in Mitzrayim, free. That's what the Yidim were complaining about. They remember the dog and they don't like the mon Hashem gave them now. They rather remember the fish they ate. It's Rav Shmuel. Chadoma dogim. It's mamish fish they ate in Mitzrayim. The chadoma no arroyis. That dogim goes in arroyis. That they had arroyis in Mitzrayim. Because before Man Torah, they had arroyis. And after Man Torah was also for them. Man the yom adogim nechsev noichel says noichel they ate says mashme means mamish something to eat it means like fish. Or man the yom arois nechsev chinam what do you mean free? No, they had nus free. Vashenke fish to you have to pay for fish. Well, for the more man the yom arois that means they had arois they had nus then I hechsev noichel it says they ate and the gemara lishne mal you knock it. It must want to say a nice lashon. They didn't want to say they had nus so they said they ate. The chsev the apostle of the mishlei. Ochlo machte pi eats and he wipes his body, means he has tashmish, he has nus, but yomalo falti oven, he says he didn't do anything wrong. So mo loshen of znus also applies to achila. So the apostle says, the chanu was a dog, Mitzrayim chinam, means that there they were able to have tashmish, that the royas were mutter then. They had znus then. So mo leman, the yom a dogim, he says they ate fish, I my chinam, what does it mean chinam, who you have to pay for fish? And the gemara, there be maisil he, meyefkeira. No, the Mitzrayim brought fish to them, mehefker. Or maybe not the Mitzrayim, we'll soon see. The Yom Amar, Kisho Yisrael Shoyev Imayim, when Yin went to fetch water, is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizamun Lehem B'Teich HaMayim Dogim Ketanim, Bikadayim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest for them, Hashem gave them fish. That was called, that was the Vichinamim, like Mefker, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So they remember the fish they ate then.
Weiter.
Pishleim leman de yom adogim. That's what they eat in Mitzrayim, they're eating dogim. Aval arroyis le pritzi behu. But ain't achnami, arroyis they weren't doing. Chayis full of Mitzrayim were not porous in arroyis. Abizoy hainu duchsiv, that's what the Pasuk says, of shvach, about chayis full of Mitzrayim, ga no la choysi kala. That ga no means that all the choysi, all the besulois, were no, they didn't have tashmas, they didn't have znus. Elo leman de yom arroyis, my mayim chosim, what does it mean to say that they didn't have znus? They did have znus, they did have a royis. And the Gemara Mahanech the Asirin, Loi Pritzibu, it just means the things that are also to them, that they weren't porous. What does it mean also to them? Al Zehilchus B'nei Noyach. The Rashi says, Hanech the Asirin Oysen Shoyen Neseros of B'nei Noyach. Because when Yidin were in Mitzrayim, they didn't have a Shem B'nei Yisroel, yet it was Koy Deman Torah. They had a din like B'nei Noyach. Going Hanech the Arminim Sanhedrin. Erva Shebezdin Shoyisrom Mamisan Olehem. Venoyach Muzer Olehem. Vein Bochel on the surface. Hey, what's also in the Raisa? That's also to them also. But our Koponim was Nesaisif, other Arois, later by Man Torah. They were Mutter to B'nai Noyach. So what was also to B'nai Noyach, they didn't do in Mitzrayim. But there were other Arois that are only also to Yisrael, that they were doing in Mitzrayim. So Vishleim Laman the Yoma. arroyis that they were noigah, they did do arroyis in Mitzrayim. Hainu dichsiv, that's what it says in the Pasik. Vayishma Moshe, some boichel mishpachosav. As after Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe heard the way Klai Yisrael were crying. And when they were dashing, al iske mishpachosav, shenesrul hem lishkav etzlam. They were crying because before in Mitzrayim, they were having znus one another. And now they got the Torah, it came out as also to them, they started to cry that they can't live with that Isher anymore. Elo laman di yoma, dogim, my boichel mishpachosav. According to you, the Yudash in this pasuk means they only ate mamish fish in Mitzrayim. But nus they were not doing, they stood away from all type of arroyos. Even in Mitzrayim, Sebezoi, why did they cry later after Man Torah? Why did they cry? There was nothing new to them. They were not the same Yisroel before also. At the moment, you have their answer in Echnami. Ho v'ho havoi. Both of them were there. Even though Yudashin's dogim, he just says this pasuk means they ate fish. But he's also asking, they weren't like they did arroyos there also. They were having znus with other noshim then also. Right, the pasuk says that sekshuim v'yesu avtichim. Hey, the cucumbers and the watermelons. Rabbi Ami Rabasi. Chadoma toyim kol haminim tomo b'mon. The mon, anything you wanted to make a taste, tasted. But these five things that they complained about, they couldn't make a taste like. The mon never tasted like cucumbers, like a tichim. The tomboy. The chadama one says no. Tam kolaminim tomom. Of a tamon mamoshim. Anything else you wanted to taste like, it tasted and it felt like that also. Of a halalu, these five things that the pasuk says is tomom lemamoshim. They tasted it, but it didn't feel like it. The mamish didn't feel like it. Right, the pasuk says, V'yamon tizera God lovin. So mon was like a seed, a white seed of God, of a flax. Omer Abasi, Ogula was round to Gida, like the seed, V'lovin kamagolis, and it was white like a pearl. Tani Nami Hochi, God shedoyim lezera pishtin. It was like a seed, like the seed of a flax. V'gvulin in its stalk. Achera Moimrim, God means shedoyim lehagoda. It's like you hear a story. When you hear a story, you want to keep on hearing more and more and more and more. Who was it? When they ate the mon, it was so good, it was mushroom, they wanted to eat more and more and more. Tan Yiduch, God shemagid lem Yisrael, Eben Tishel Rishon, V'Eben Shibul Yachron. It tells them, this son, we have a suffix. What happened? The mother was married to one husband, and then her husband died, and she got married to a second one. So we have a suffix. Is she pregnant from her first husband? And this is a Ben Tesha Tisha from the first husband, or is she from this son from the second husband? So the mon told us. Why? Lalachrin. Yeah, because the father took mon for the whole mishpacha. So depending upon how many people in the mishpacha, that's how much mon he took. So Mele, if this father now took home with him, like, and he saw he only has five portions, and this kid is the sixth kid, so he knows this kid didn't belong to him. This kid was from the other husband. That's why he's not getting panasa for him. The kid, so the mon was nisim, that exactly how many people were in your family, that's how many oimers, how much measurement of the mon came to you. Right, the lovon, shemalban of the same shay Yisrael. It made white, it was mechaper on them. Rashi says, mitoich shay doigim, Shemala Yorag Mon Lamokar, Hoy Mishabdin Libulamokim. His Lamish the Mon had to come on they had before, there was no pas pasaloi. They didn't have today food for tomorrow. So every single day they had to have Mamish Bitochin Hashem, that Hashem might please give us tomorrow also. So the Mamish did tshuva, so it was Mechaper on them. Tanya Yesi Yomer, Kishem Shan Novi Yoy Magalam Yisrael, Mashe Bechorin, Mashe Bechorin, Mashe Bechorin, what's inside the cracks of your house, Kacha Mon. Magalel Yisrael Mashe Bchur Mashe Bzdokin. Kate said, "How would that happen?" Shnayim Shebolof Le Moshe Ledin. Zeroimer Avod Daigrafti. This one says, "You stole this slave." Vezeroimer No Atamachati. You sold it to me. Izom Le Moshe LeBoiker Mishpat. Tomorrow LeMocher. Tomorrow morning we'll see who really owes the slave. Imnimso Oimer Veveis Rabbi Rishon. If you find that the mon, an extra portion of mon, came to the first Odin, the first master, the Yedua Sheshel Gondvoin. You know the second one stole it and really belongs to the first one. But if you find the extra oimer is by the second one's house, the yaduah shezeh machuloi. You should know the slave now belongs to the second one. He sold it to him, and that's why he's getting the extra oimer. V'chein ish v'isha. If they have a fight, shebolof le'moshu adin. Zeh oimer he sarcholai. The man says she started up with me. She deserves to get the gift. V'yomer says no. Who sarcholai? He started up with me.
is Omule Moshe, Laboyke Mishpat, tomorrow in the morning we'll see the Mishpat. Lamochem, we'll see where the mon goes. Hey, Mistam, she goes to her father's house, and he's home. So, Imnim Tzoy Merzav Eitz the Bailah, if the extra, Imah, her portion, goes to her husband's house, be a doer, she's Sachalov, that it's her fault, and really she belongs.